Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
America, drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The best document in political history?
Greatest political document ever.
There
written.
You go.
Thank you.
I want to know, how is it possible to believe that when it's based on racist principles? They describe indigenous peoples as merciless Indian savages. They don't describe African Americans as full people, and they don't even recognize other people of color and other minorities that we see today. So I just want to know how you think it's possible to believe that's such a great document we're founded
upon.
Thank
you for the question. Where does it say that in the document? No, keeper. Where does it say that in the document?
I'm sorry, what?
Where does it say what you said in the actual document?
I'm not entirely sure,
but... It doesn't.
No,
Instead, do you know what it does say? Provide for the general welfare of all people. I prefaced when I talked about the United States Constitution. You know what's amazing is the amendment process. I love the story of Thaddeus Stevens, who fought like hell to make sure that blacks could have the right to vote. I love the story of the Republican Party, which was founded in 1860 as an anti-slavery party. I hate what happened to indigenous people under Democrat presidents. I do. Here's why it's the greatest document ever. Is because in a land with so many different backgrounds and languages and cultures in this room, from all over the world, we can peacefully have a conversation while all that's protected simultaneously. While we can agree to disagree, we can have this conversation. What you said is nowhere in the founding documents at all. What you said is what some of the prejudices that was in the people of the founding fathers. This is called a logical fallacy. Tell me why the document is not correct. Don't tell me the sins of the authors. It's a big difference.
Hi there. Welcome to Kate Daly Show. And I also have to say, the sins of the authors were of that time. And that is not necessarily a sin when at the time things were very accepted and talked about in a manner that you might not see in the year 2020. But that doesn't mean they weren't a product of their time. So to even call them sins, I cringe at that a little bit, Charlie Kirk. But I love Charlie Kirk's assessment that those things are not in that document. I welcome you to the last hour today. I have Uncle Milty with me. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks.
And we were just talking about this on the break, too, because, yes, we can talk about Supreme Court. We'll probably talk more about that tomorrow. Give it a day before we... I already know. Don't you? It's just how this is going to play out. And it's just, oh my gosh, the fear tactics they use, the drama, the political theater is just amazing. Do you realize there are people out there that are worried that the Supreme Court justice might not let them murder babies? Do you realize that's their thinking today? I don't even know what to say to that other than, my gosh, we are in a world of hurt. And what's funny about that is there are people out there in America who think that, okay, I want to murder babies, and that Supreme Court justice nominee might get in the way of that. And then they sit and talk about America and Christopher Columbus being a murdering thug. Think about that contradiction for just a moment. Kind of amazing, isn't it? Wow. Hi. So here we are today trying to make some common sense out of this. And you were just reading Howard Zinn, and give us Howard Zinn, because he's the biggest atrocity to happen to America since the 80s. Not the biggest, but one of them, because he tried to revamp history in his own pen, in his own way, and tried to make Christopher Columbus into this murdering thug. What did he say?
This kind of sums it up.
Okay.
History isn't what happened, but a story of what happened.
History is just a story? You mean there's no truth?
No, just a story.
Just a story. Okay.
And there are always different versions, different stories about the same events. One version might revolve mainly around a specific set of facts,
mm-hmm.
while another version might minimize them or not include those facts at all.
Wow.
Yeah, that's his basis of history right there.
You know what?
You can say anything you want.
Okay, so here's a fact of history. What does the Constitution says? It says all men were created equal. The Declaration of Independence, all men were created equal. Does it say that? It does.
Yes.
Did it parse out groups that were equal?
Yeah, it said except the indigenous peoples.
It didn't have to go to the degree to include all kinds of different people. You didn't have to go name all the groups of people.
That'd be pretty hard to do when you don't know them all.
Why would you do that anyway?
Yeah.
Right? Because they were saying all men created equal. There's a truth in that document. There's a truth of what that document, Declaration of Independence, says.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he didn't say women.
But there's no... So there's no story about it. It just is what it is, right? And I guess your opinion of that can be different in history, but the truth still remains the same that the documents said that.
Yes.
Your interpretation of it is your own story, not history itself. That's probably the most like lunatic. History is only a story of what you think the truth is. No, there is truth that happened in history.
Well, there's lots of truth about it. Like,
yes.
Did we make it happen immediately?
Right. Right.
No.
We couldn't have in that time period. We weren't set up for it. But we knew where we wanted to go.
And went there.
Thank you. Centuries of slavery. Christopher Columbus did not create a path for slavery. This is what your youth are being told. Slavery existed for centuries. The Declaration divinely put that all men were created equal, all men in the sense of all men and women, yes. And what I find just baffling is that how you can change that sentence to mean something it absolutely does not mean and say that that is the truth of history. That's amazing to me.
Yeah. You know, we've talked often about this mm-hmm. 1619 project
mm-hmm.
that the
right.
Times started.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was like something fairly new that's being talked about. Nope. In chapter 2 of Zinn's book,
uh-huh.
the first sentence is, a black American writer, J. Saunders Redding,
uh-huh.
describes the arrival of a ship in North America in the year 1619.
Mm-hmm.
Her cargo, 20 slaves.
Yep.
So I guess that story's been going around yep. for a long time. The United States was a slave country
yes.
in 1619.
And this is really important to know. And then like all other places around the globe, when they came here, they were given 8 to 10 years to earn the voyage over, served as slaves. Yes. Irish, black, you name it. And then were given a pale and maybe a set of clothing, and sent on their way. And this is exactly why it resulted in one of those black slaves from 1604 on that particular time, 15 years prior, of that particular slave earning his servitude from 8 to 10 years and then becoming a rich black man who owned black slaves right thereafter. So I just wanted to clarify history in context. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to share something that I learned today, and maybe you've already heard this, but you're talking about slavery, and, you know, cancel culture right now is saying how everybody, basically, their sins of their ancestors are on their head.
Mm-hmm.
So if we take that logic, I just learned that Joe Biden's middle name is Robinette.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a great-great-grandfather, maybe a three greats, named Jesse Robinette, who was born in 1776, and he ended up growing up and becoming a slave owner.
Mm-hmm.
So he owned slaves, and upon his death, he ended up putting in his will that his family should continue to have the slaves that were, you know, serving him at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike George Washington, who when he died, he actually freed his slaves and said, "You're done." So it begs the question, why is it that the left can be so hypocritical? I mean, they'll look into his mother's past, but they've never really looked into his father's past with this Robinette. And a lot of people don't know that that is his lineage and that is his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to continue to push cancel culture against Christopher Columbus, to me, Joe Biden would be right up there.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Thank you for that. That's interesting. Thank you. I love that. And she's right. She's absolutely right. Go ahead.
But you know Joe Biden's defense to that?
What's that?
He only owns seven slaves.
There had to be a standard of number in there somewhere, or you could actually have to talk about it in history. Okay. Delano West wrote some books, the English translation of the introduction to the English translation of the Book of Prophecies, right? And this kind of summarizes Admiral Christopher Columbus's character and motives. And this is what he wrote. Christopher Columbus looked upon himself as a man of destiny who had been given a charismatic gift to understand scripture, navigation, maps, winds, tides, astronomy, cosmography, mathematics, and related sciences. His understanding of his mission or enterprise was drawn from the Bible, proved by the Bible, and he knew that he was opening up new lands rich with gold and other valuables. He believed himself a chosen person working for the good of all Christendom in opening up the rest of the world to the gospel message, which is very interesting, isn't it? Then he wrote, he knew that he would be misunderstood and maligned, but he accepted that as the lot of a divinely chosen person. When you read Christopher's own words, Christopher Columbus, he references God over and over and over again for divinely giving him the talents that he used to persevere to come to America. And when he came to the Bahamas and then America, he actually was not the murdering thug that the kids are believing that he is. And he actually came to deliver messages about God. And then, of course, it resulted in paying for land and also battle for land for America that had been done in centuries before. But we were one of the only ones in history to pay for it. And here we are, taking Christopher Columbus's name out of it to say that we are all for the indigenous peoples. It's just a very interesting turn of history, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
That came by way of United Nations 1977, the indigenous peoples idea to malign Christopher Columbus so effectively in our school system. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
No more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white.
I wonder if this song will be considered racist now. The pictures did fade to black and white. Boy, welcome back, Kate Daly Show.
And time stands
Are you just I dread election years. You know why? The ugly comes out and all we can talk about is racism. And it just makes me sick. And then after November, no one will talk about it for a while. It's just bizarre. Anyway, welcome back to the show.
Hey, you know, hey. I was not a big Elton John fan, but I was a huge Bernie Taupin fan.
Yeah.
I loved the lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah.
The lyrics were always fantastic.
Frozen here on the ladder of my life. There were some really good, too late to save myself from falling. There's a lot of good lyrics there. Yeah. I feel the same as you. I wasn't really an Elton John fan, but like the lyrics. So welcome back to the show. There's a huge push, and right now, you know, Amy Coney Barrett gets up and she says, I'm not going to bring politics into the law. I'm trying not to do that, right? And then you have all of these people bringing anything but politics into the conversation today. We'll talk about that more tomorrow, but it's just really kind of sad. You know, Fox News is carrying Kamala Harris, her statements as the number one statements, I guess, that need to be told from conservative Fox News. Okay.
Really?
And they keep parading her around as if somebody needs to listen to her. No one in history has ever needed to listen to her. She's a pile of turd. I mean, this woman is just awful. And slept her way into the position she's in. So when she comes out and says anything on Fox News, who cares? And why is Fox News covering it so largely? CNN, yes. Why is Fox News? Ask yourself that. The other thing is what they're trying to do to Christopher Columbus today. Universities across the nation. What is going on at University of Chicago? This is very interesting to me.
The English department at the University of Chicago is going to only accept English students that are willing to work in black studies.
Wait a minute. The English department.
The English department at the University of Chicago
only wants black studies.
Only interested in applicants interested in working in and with black studies for this upcoming admission cycle.
For grad students. Interesting.
The department announced the decision in a faculty statement.
Yeah, the graduate admission cycle.
Mm-hmm. The professor said English as a discipline has a long history of providing aesthetic rationalizations for colonization, exploitation, extraction, and anti-blackness. Our discipline is responsible for developing hierarchies of cultural production that have contributed directly to social and systemic determinations of whose lives matter and why.
Wow.
They blame all that on the English department.
Oh, my gosh. And it said, they came out and said, we're committed to the struggle of black and indigenous people. And all radicalized and dispossessed people against inequality and brutality. Oh my gosh. Okay.
How come we have to hear this from white college professors? Why don't we hear it from the indigenous people and the blacks?
Yeah. And they're, yeah, I know. I just get floored. I get floored at this. And I wonder why we're still sending kids off to college like this. To learn these things, to learn from these kinds of people. These people are teaching garbage, just straight up garbage. And I don't know how much more people have to take. I do know why the homeschool rate has doubled. I'll tell you that. Because of this. Because they're going off the Howard Zinn textbook of America. That's why. And this is really sad. You know, a lot of these liberal progressives that make it into political office have read and indoctrinated themselves with Howard Zinn. This is the product of what we're putting out there in our very liberal studies of colleges around the country. It's so pathetic to me. Tell me about how many people have inequality and brutality. Tell me about that, please. Can you explain that? Didn't you love Friday? I showcased a conversation between two black people. And the one woman was convinced that white privilege was all around us. And so was racism. And so the black man said, well, prove that.
Don't just say that. Prove that. I want to know how you're seeing this. She said, white people run around free every day, free and happy. We don't have any problems. And he said, basically, I know lots of people that have problems. Every white person I know has problems. What do you mean they run around free and happy? She says they can emotionally give to their children. Oh, I'm sorry. Did a white man come to your house, put a gun to your head, black father, and make you leave? No. She could not explain it.
There's, because it's not true.
I know. And she was floundering trying to explain it. She explained why getting into college and getting preference over a white student to get in was good for her. And he said, but you didn't earn it. She couldn't say she didn't. She didn't earn it. She went to UCLA and she was proud to be there. And then when she got there, still cried racism. Wow.
And the problem with that is when you confront them with reality, it doesn't click.
I know. That she kept trying to come up with these excuses and reasonings. And he kept trying to say, but explain that. You're not explaining this. You're not proving your case. If you're going to say sound bites like it's everywhere, then you better be, you know, smart enough to understand what you're talking about. But these CNN sound clips, just like today we're hearing in the CNN sound clips, if the poor don't have Obamacare socialized medicine, they won't get served. I'm sorry. To every poor person has walked into an emergency room with somebody dying or somebody in a car wreck or whatever the case may be, you got help.
Absolutely.
You were helped by the hospital itself. So don't tell me you weren't.
Not only that, but there's a big sign on the front of the hospital that invites them in and promises them they'll be treated whether they can afford to pay or not.
Amen. Thank you. And that was long before socialized medicine and the Pelosi, we have to pass this before it goes through, and unconstitutional medical care.
But they don't like having to use the emergency room when they're sick.
Yeah.
At least you're getting care.
Exactly. And here's another one for you, too. I played the clip on Friday of Bernie Sanders. When the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Is that true? Of course it's not true. You want to know why it's not true? Because when the rich get richer, the poor get richer, too.
Yeah.
By a smaller margin, but they still get richer. They don't get poorer. Okay? It can't happen. That's a nonsensical statement. Prove to anybody can prove that the poor get poorer if the rich get richer. That is not true. The only way you make the poor poorer is if you walk in and hand them by force socialism, because then you're telling them what they can make and what they can have, and it's not based on what they can earn. That's what makes poor people poor. But you'll never hear that coming from a Bernie Sanders, because he touts socialism. But all this youth out there that supports Bernie Sanders' way of thinking, it's nonsensical. You can't prove any of it. You can prove the opposite. It never comes up. And we have youth out there that think they're a renegade because they love Bernie Sanders' way of thinking. It's amazing to me. I met a college student that was like, I love Bernie Sanders, man. He's the man of the truth. Is he? A man that never worked? Man that never worked other than getting from the government dole?
Yep.
In his entire life? This is a man you want to listen to? See, our youth are sold a bucket of bricks, and they're told that we have to somehow go by all this, and I can't believe it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
Just
there.
On the Bernie Sanders with the rich get richer, poor get poorer. Mm-hmm. That actually is true for his case, because he's a socialist.
Yeah, for socialism, yeah.
America, that would be the case.
That's so true.
That's probably where he's coming from.
Exactly. Socialism is what delivers that very sentence. You're right. Thank you. Appreciate it. No, it's the truth. But see, you wouldn't hear that from him. So all these things that we're told, that Christopher Columbus was a murdering thug, even though he talked about God continuously and gave credit to God and was extremely humble in his diary, you're supposed to ignore all that, American. You're supposed to believe your country was founded on a murderous thug that stole land from somebody, even though we paid for it and in conquest got the land just like other people did prior, in centuries prior. You're supposed to believe that without socialized medicine, we would not get care. It's a lie. You're supposed to believe that racism exists everywhere. Tell me where. Show me. You're supposed to believe that white privilege exists. Really? Show me. How does that exist?
And you're supposed to believe that the fear of hunger is the same as starving to death.
Yeah. I don't know the last time I looked on the streets of America and found people that were 90 pounds and delirious from having no food for days on end and starving. When have you guys ever seen that? Prove to me that exists. That actually started all with Kennedy. Kennedy actually, Robert Kennedy, went into the areas of Mississippi that were really the only poor parts of America at that time, the real poor parts, and went in and showcased that and made it into a problem wide for America. And that's the problem with a lot of Democrats and socialists out there, is they try to solve the world's problems without looking in the mirror, solving their own problems. But they like to do it by force, and they like to create a problem. So what do? They created that Christopher Columbus got this land through conquest, so technically we don't deserve this land. That you are a product of that thievery. Wow. Also, the story of being a racist country. It always cracks me up when people even accuse Trump of being racist. They never can back it up. He had a black girlfriend. You can't have a black girlfriend and also be a racist.
Well, if you beat her every day and make her do your laundry, and
people believe this garbage. Yeah. And they do so without, this is the problem, the thinking problem that Americans have too, is that we've been trained to just repeat statements that sound good. Instead of saying, can you prove that? A thinking American would say, okay, now tell me where that existed. How did that happen? And when they can't, calling their bluff, not going along with it and keep repeating it. Jeez, please. It's like the COVID thing. I'm washing my hands for my grandmother. How is that helping your grandmother, by the way? How is washing your hands helping? That's a nonsensical statement. Millions are dying. No, they're not. Under 9,500 people have actually died of COVID in the United States. So tell me how that's real. See? It's just nonsensical statement after nonsensical statement. I wear a mask because my immune system won't kick in. Really? We're going to undermine centuries of medical science now? Yes, we are. Yeah. It's all the lies we're told. It's just amazing. Yeah. Your mask is not in your immune system. I mean, your mask is not your immune system. It's just, it's endless. It's endless.
It is.
And we just keep going with it. The Chicago, University of Chicago. We can't accept you in the English department as a graduate student unless you're involved in black studies. You can become the next Antifa. How nice.
Well, these are the people that are going to become the next college professors.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. Because usually people, you're right, that actually graduate with an English major, usually, and a graduate student usually going for the professorship is what they're doing. Perfect. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I should have stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends.
Hi there. Kate Daly Show. Welcome back. Make sure you go to Balance of Nature. You'll love these guys. In fact, the product they put out is really, really good. You're going to notice lots of differences in your sleep, in your skin, in your hair, nails, everything. And let me tell you, it's a fantastic product for nutrients. 31 fruits and vegetables a day. You just can't go wrong. Uncle Milty was even talking about taking this. He just started taking this.
Yep.
And like my husband says, I haven't been sick. It's just been amazing. And you'll notice those differences when you start taking it. It's just pure nutrients. Why would you not be taking it right now? You really need to get that immune system kicked up because our food supply has not been doing it any favors. It's just void of nutrients, our food supply. So we absolutely have to have a food supplement. I would suggest this one. Definitely, hands down. Go to balanceofnature.com. Put in the code KATE, my first name. You can get 35% off and free shipping. Take advantage of it. They are just fantastic, and they'll kick it out in 24 hours, the product to you for delivery, and also give you a free health coach to talk to. They're really great. They really go above and beyond, yeah.
I let one of the fruit capsules dissolve in my mouth.
Uh-huh,
they're delicious.
No, I'm serious, yes. And in fact, when people even start to feel something coming on, they'll take 12 of those capsules and they'll actually undo them, swish them around and get them right into their system like that. Yeah, there's lots of things you can do. It's amazing. It's true, though. You're right.
Yeah.
Go to balanceofnature.com. That's something you have control over. Start taking that. In Czechoslovakia, they had a dance, and the dance, the kids were made to wear masks at their dance, and instead of dancing face to face with masks on, okay, they made them both turn opposite directions and lock arms, and they danced with locked arms behind them, so locked arms on the side, right? Both looking different directions. They tried to move as one around the dance floor with a mask on.
Yeah, I bet that worked good.
Yeah, super romantic. Really fun. This is the kind of insane lunacy worldwide that we're seeing. So if the masks work, why did they need to turn the opposite direction to lock arms?
Wow. Gee.
You just can't make this stuff up, and the people think that they're fine doing it. It's amazing. And Biden hiding his dementia. He should never be running for office. This lunatic with 40 years disgrace on his back of a career. Would you ever hire the same mechanic for 40 years that couldn't fix your cars? No, you would not, because these same people in office that live off the system, the Pelosi, the Biden, the you name it. I mean, across the board in both sides of the aisle. It's amazing how long these people have been in office.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever notice that all of our mainstream, even what we consider conservative mainstream, which is not very conservative, they won't even talk about him, or they can't talk about his record. So they're not really talking about him at all. For the first time in history, we have a candidate that they're not talking about. And what's really has got me probably more baffled than anything is the fact that we think that we're supposed to understand Trump's tax returns, and that this is information that you have to have going into the second term of a president already in office. Yet you're not allowed to know how Biden wants to change over 200 years of the Supreme Court to pack the court. You're not allowed to know that, but you're supposed to have a quest to find out Trump's taxes. Amazing.
Not only are you not allowed to know that, you don't deserve to know that.
You don't deserve to know it. You don't deserve it. Yeah. But Biden and Harris, or Harris Biden, want to change the Supreme Court by adding justices, and you are supposed to not care how they want to do that and what they're going to do to it until after they're elected. Kind of like Pelosi's, we'll read the bill once we've passed it. And you're supposed to be okay with that. And so are all the liberal progressives.
I've gotten to the point where I'm so okay with it. Right. I don't even want the election. Just make Biden the president.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they say one is a constitutional right and the other one isn't. To know before the election. And they will not talk about his career because they can't.
Well,
because if they talk about his career, they're going
to
talk about the crime bill that actually ended up we're in a worse circumstance because of the crime bills that Biden put through, and that Biden was kind of heralding from the 90s. If we even went through by that alone, you could see what a menace he is to the Constitution. You would understand that this man should be nowhere near the White House. But this is what we have. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Came to the new world,
mm-hmm.
a fertile field to plant the great experiment.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, indigenous my butt. I was born in Denver.
Thanks. Okay. Anyway, indigenous people. We are a product of a divinely inspired land with a divinely inspired Declaration of Independence and Constitution. Don't ever forget that. And, you know, there are a lot of people around the country today, very, very underreported, people getting together to want what's best for America, people getting together to show their support for America. And it always, I saw the greatest piece, and thank you to all those that hat tipped me I give a hat tip to on this piece. But to the people that say, I'm just voting for Trump. Well, there are people out there, and I think if we brought more attention to this, it might even spark a better conversation for us. And that is, I want to vote for the freedom of speech. I want to vote for the Fourth Amendment. I want to vote for the Fifth Amendment. I want to vote for the Second Amendment. I'm voting because I care about the freedoms we are losing and losing and losing. I care about the fact that people are trying to destroy my country and my founding documents. We need to be talking about what we're voting for more than a name, because when you really start talking to people about what they're going to do with this election and beyond, it's how do we instill America back in? How do we get we have let it be hijacked this long. How can we get it back? What can we do? And there are things we can do, but we need to be talking about that more in that frame of mind, because if you make it about the name, then people get into a Biden-Trump war. But if you make it into, I want my country, I notice the people that are trying to hijack my country into something it's not, then we can understand a little bit more about why we go into an election. You know?
I'm pretty concerned.
Yeah.
ABC News says that Biden has an 86% chance of winning.
Mm.
That's almost as big a chance as Hillary had.
And they can't even get more than three cars in a car parade?
Here's the problem, though. They're convincing...
For Biden?
They're convincing a lot of people that it's close.
Yeah, I know. It's just not even close.
It isn't close.
But we just have to be so careful on what we really want as an American. What do we want? What do we want to have happen? When you're wanting America to be restored and the Constitution to stop being a living, breathing document, but an actual contract that the government's supposed to abide by, mm-hmm. and you want to hold feet to the fire, and you want both sides of the parties to start acting like it and stop being bought and sold. Then
who are you going to call? Joe Biden.
Oh my gosh. It just is amazing to me that we've come this far, and we think that we're the most intelligent people that have ever lived and dwelled on this land. And look at the conversations we have. Look at what it's dialed down to. Sound bites. We're a nation of sound bites and headlines. I was actually doing some research back to the early 1800s, and I was looking at the campaign rhetoric before the elections. And it was honestly, I loved the language of old. It was like, you murdering thuggery, the garments will be rent with blood. And I mean, it was just the most insane language. And it was the same kind of build up, rhetoric to the election. But at least the conversations were a little different in that they were actually talking about principles, talking about principles mm-hmm. and the founding principles. And that discussion has just not been had for, there are people out there that are trying to have that conversation. There are people that are saying, you don't love America because you blindly are patriotic. You love America because of what we have. Look what we founded. Look what we were able to do. And be kind of a beacon to the rest of the world. And so I just hope that we can teach this to our youth that are going to have to carry this on. What are we going to do?
I don't know how we could even consider being a beacon to the world when we allowed a nomination to the Supreme Court to become a super spreader event where 8 people got infected.
Oh my gosh.
Super spreader.
Yeah.
8 people.
Wow.
with a test
who are
that
fine.
Isn't accurate. And
who are completely fine.
Right. Not one death.
I read a great meme, and it said, you should be really pissed off right now that you basically were sequestered, months taken from your life. They're still trying to sell you a lie. Your business was ruined, and everything that was done to you. And the president got over it in 4 days.
Yeah.
No, I was dying laughing because the point that was being made was so brilliant.
Yeah.
You guys, people are like, you're so irresponsible, Mike Lee, for going to the Senate. Really? Because you're afraid of what? Getting the sniffles for like 3 or 4 days and getting over it? Because this is how irresponsible somebody is? Give me a break.
I think it
What
proves,
is wrong with these people?
I think it proves the president is...
Yeah.
Satanic.
Oh, my gosh.
How did he get well in four days?
Yeah, I mean, and most of America has. They don't even have symptoms. There's nothing there to be a there. Yet here we are, afraid of these cooties and afraid of this happening because of death. When 99.8% of the people are just fine. I don't even know anymore.
Well, Everybody that got infected along with the president was much younger than him.
Yes.
He was better in 4 days, and none of them even had symptoms.
And none of these people are dying. And yet people are sitting there just calling for their head on a block because they could have infected, even virally, the people. I mean,
Wait till it's your grandmother.
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing this for my grandmother and your grandmother. I could kill your grandmother. Really? How is that actually possible?
I had a guy tell me that I should just die this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
You should just die.
You should just go out and get COVID and die.
Really? Because everyone's dying?
Yeah. He's worried.
You know how many people are even considered serious by the WHO organization that likes to drum up numbers? 14,000. The whole entire nation. Yet, guess what? The lies of emergency departments everywhere are telling you they're overrun with COVID. They're lying to the people.
But the World Health Organization came out over the weekend and said no more lockdowns should be happening anywhere.
Interesting that the WHO said that.
Yeah,
that
because the economies are collapsing all over the world. They can't handle it.
Yeah.
They don't want. I mean, whoop, we went too far.
Oh, yeah. Can't sell that lie anymore. Here we are. And people won't give it up either. It doesn't matter what the CDC even says anymore. They could come out and say they lied the entire time and use this to this advantage. And guess what? People would still be wearing masks, afraid you're going to kill somebody's grandmother.
Yep.
That's about how this is going right now. This is the stupidity of the American people right now. And I never thought that it would be this bad. I really didn't. When I saw the picture of two officers with a large piece of PV pipe between them, shoving a piece of Halloween candy down to the child that's supposed to be at the other end of this long, long 6-foot piece of pipe, I just thought, we're completely screwed. We're so completely screwed.
Although I did go out this morning to the hardware store and buy some PVC.
Did you?
So that I can slide the candy down the PVC to the kids.
Guys, if we're this dumb, then we're really done. We're done if we're this dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, be back tomorrow. A little bit more analysis in depth on the Supreme Court. All kinds of stuff tomorrow. Don't miss it. Be right back tomorrow on tomorrow's show. And thank you, Uncle Milty.
Okay.
Be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow.